Would you please pray with me? Oh, holy God, we are here in your presence as you have invited us. And we ask now in the name of Jesus that you would speak to us. We ask now that at the baptism of our Lord, that you would open up the gates of heaven and pour out the Holy Spirit upon us. To bring your anointing that we might hear the voice of the Father speaking over us. We pray in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, I had a different sermon prepared for today that I worked all week on. And I came in yesterday, put finishing touches on it and get things ready for today. And I just sat down at my computer in my office back there, and it was just all wrong. And it was like the Lord was just saying, no, this isn't. And I stood right there and before the Lord, and I said, hey, what's up? If this isn't the word you want to speak, you've got to give me the other one. And just in the course of 20 minutes or so, the Lord spoke this to me, and I want to relate it to you. And I don't mean to put up myself as someone super holy who can hear from the Lord, but sometimes there is a real gift in just standing in silence before God and waiting for Him to speak. So I put that to us this morning just as an encouragement. You can hear the Lord. If I can, you certainly can. But I think the Lord has a word for a few of us here today. I don't think it's for everyone. I think it's for more than a couple that need to hear God's voice. And if it's you today, if this message is for you, I want to invite you just to hear attentively to what the Spirit speaks and to be open to God ministering to you through His Word. If it's not for you today, if it becomes clear that this message isn't for you, I want to invite you not to disengage, but to actually pray for those to whom God is speaking, for whom the word is intended. But here's the word that I think God wants to speak, very simply. That God really does love you. God really does love you. And when He speaks the voice over Jesus, the voice from heaven that says, you are my beloved, with you I am well pleased. The invitation is to hear that for us as well. And maybe you are dealing with discouragement or depression or loneliness or shame. Maybe you've been rejected or betrayed. Maybe you are just trusting too much in yourself or in the things of this world. To you, I invite to hear the words spoken by the Father over you. You are my beloved. And as we hear that, may the Holy Spirit come upon us to help us hear those words for ourselves. To impress them on our hearts. You are my beloved. We can do this because when we are baptized into Christ, we belong to the body of Christ. And we hear these words spoken over us just as they were to Jesus. You are my beloved daughter. You are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased. You are God's chosen, in whom is all His delight. So that's from Isaiah 42, that God's echoing Himself as He speaks that over Jesus. This is my servant, whom I uphold. All my delight is in Him. All my joy is in her. That God's speaking that about you and about me. Because the baptism of our Lord that we celebrate today paves the way for and models our baptism. Jesus was baptized not to forgive any sins that he might have committed, because there were none. He was sinless. John would have prevented him from being baptized. But what did Jesus say? This is to fulfill all righteousness. This is to make you and me right with God. That's what righteousness is about. This was for him to take on the full weight of humanity so that he might save us. To identify with us so completely that he might go to the cross and bear all the sins of the world. This to fulfill all righteousness was for him to invite us to belong to him. To be transformed in him. To be brought into eternal life through his body. So what we see in Christ's baptism is what we receive in our baptism. The Holy Spirit coming to fill us. The voice of the Father speaking over us. That's why our baptism is the defining moment of our Christian lives that we must keep returning to again and again and again. That which we lose the course of our lives and our faith, that I am baptized into Jesus Christ. I bear the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit into this world because that's who he has made me to be, one who is baptized. So as we grow in our faith, we are not graduating beyond our baptism, but growing ever deeper into it. This is who I am, because this is who God has said I am. So if you are a baptized believer in Jesus, I want to ask you to hear this word today that the Father speaks over you, that he tells you who you are. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. With you I am well pleased. You are my delight. You are my pleasure. You are the one whom I uphold simply because I love you. The Father does not love you because of what you do for him, but because he has called you his child. The Father does not love you because you check all the boxes of good moral behavior. But it's because that's who he is. He is love. And love cannot be earned. Love cannot be deserved. It is a gift. The Father does not love you because you came to church in a blizzard this morning. Because you have a great Bible reading plan that you stick to, or because you tithe and give and you serve the poor. The Father does not love you because of these things. He loves you because you are his beloved. And he is not ashamed of you. He is not disappointed in you. You are not too much for him. The infinite and almighty God. He is not indifferent toward you, but he loves you and delights in you. Do you truly believe this? Would you receive it anew today? In a new and fresh way, to know that God really does love you. And I believe that this belief, this foundation for who we are, will resolve a lot of our anxieties and angst and doubts and fears. To know that God loves you puts the lie to all the other things we turn to try to justify ourselves, to heal ourselves, to give rest for our restless souls. Because we tend to look to the things that do not satisfy, those things that we are not made for, that are not leading us into a deeper truth about who we are, but they are actually twisting our understanding of ourselves and of the world. So whatever it is you turn to for meaning, for purpose, for justification, whether it's entertainment or social validation from others, whether it's alcohol or your work or your financial security, these things lie to you about who you are. These things don't love you. And the truth that we need to hear is from nothing less than the voice of heaven that speaks to us. You are beloved. And that's enough. Because God gets the final word in our lives. God has the final word in your life. He made you, and He gets to tell you who you are. And His word is, you are beloved, the one in whom I am well pleased. And this is what will give our souls rest. This is what will bring healing. This is what where we'll find satisfaction. As St. Augustine says, the Lord, our heart, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. So let us hear the voice of the Father speaking over us, to let that truth be the anchor of our souls, the foundation of our identities, to give the security that we need to walk in peace, the steadfastness we need to really find healing and rest, to walk by faith, knowing that we are defined by the love of the Father. This is what it means to live by faith, to let God's word define you and tell you who you are. So hear the voice of the Father speaking over you, and let it be enough for you today. Would you claim this truth for yourself anew? Would you reject the lies that try to speak something else over you, that try to tell you a different story about who you are? Let me invite you also to repent of that which keeps you from receiving the Father's love. Because yes, receiving love requires repentance. It requires recognizing and confessing my sins against the Father, that which has kept me from Him, that which has kept me from receiving His love, and then walking in His forgiveness that He delights to give. We can come and confess our sins to God freely because He already extends forgiveness. Because that's who He is. The Father does not affirm us in our sin. He does not just say, you are beloved no matter what, and don't bother changing. He calls us beloved and then longs for us to come to Him. Longs for us to turn from those things that are killing us, poisoning our souls, keeping us from Him, and to turn in faith to Him and receive His grace, receive His love. Because Romans 2 says His kindness is meant to lead us to repentance. His calling you beloved is meant to make you live into your belovedness and turn away from the things that do not love you, that do not speak truth over you. This, in the end, I think, is the whole Christian life: to receive the love of God, to abide in the love of God in Christ. And we receive the love of God by first hearing the voice of the Father. Hear the voice of the Father speak fresh over you. You are my beloved. In you, I am well pleased. We receive the love of God by living into our baptism and letting that ground our identities, letting that be the foundation of who we are. I am baptized into Christ. We receive the love of God by knowing the Holy Spirit who comes upon us as heaven is opened, and who is the love of God poured into our hearts, as Romans 5 says. The Holy Spirit is given to impress the love of God on our hearts. So whenever you're not feeling the love of God, experiencing the love of God, if you're doubting that God is loving you, ask the Holy Spirit, the love of God poured into your hearts, to speak, to minister, to heal. We also receive love in the Eucharist, in Holy Communion, which we'll come to in a few minutes. That this is the definitive proof that we need, that when you hold God, Christ's body in your hands and receive His blood on your lips and into your body, this is given for you. His love poured out for you. So as we come to the Lord's table here in a few minutes, I just want to invite you to come in faith and hearing the voice of the Father speaking His love over you. To know the Holy Spirit resting upon you, coming upon you to anoint you with love. And receive the love of Jesus into your hands and on your lips. I'll close with this. Henry Nouwen was a priest and a Christian author, and he wrote a little book called Life of the Beloved, which is where my mind turned as I prayed through this little unexpected sermon. He wrote it initially as a letter to a non-believing friend. And his friend was asking how he should live a spiritual life in a secular world. And Henry Nouwen wrote to him, "All I want to say to you is, you are the Beloved. And all I hope is that you can hear these words as spoken to you with all the tenderness and force that love can hold. My only desire is to make these words reverberate in every corner of your being. You are the Beloved." Brothers and sisters, and whoever this word is for today, would you let the voice of the Father and this truth reverberate through every corner of your being today. To know that you are beloved. That the Father delights in you. He's not ashamed of you. He's not disappointed in you. He wants to heal you. He wants to minister to you. He wants to pour out the love of God into your heart through His Spirit. As He speaks this life-defining word over you, "You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." So, Heavenly Father, we pray in the name and by the ministry of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would impress your truth upon our hearts. And for all those who need to hear it today, we pray that you would bring healing. We pray that you would bring peace. We pray that you would bring rest to restless souls. And would you receive all the glory? We make our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.